Gesunte left shoe. And you put it on your right, you're still kosher. But here the left shoe is broken, it's torn, it's not called a good shoe for left foot. It's no good, it's like a posel of a chalitza. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechonin. Fred Gemara, is this true? Rabbi Yechonin say like this, that according to you, it's like a posel. We pass it like a stam mishnah. You have this sandal that one of the laces broke, the tikno, and you fixed it. Is a loch tummy? Still it's tummy. So even though one broke, mashma is not called ois kli legamri. So now when you fix it, it's tummy. Still called a kli. So drash with the miyam Rabbi Yechon Ochid Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true that Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda holds when one of the side of the shoe breaks, it's tor. It's not called a kli. And Rabbi Yechon always says Alach like a stam mishnah. And the other stam mishnah says if one side breaks, it's still tummy. Drashi. The tikna tummy medrus. Hey, if one side broke and you fixed it, you should know it's still tummy medrus. Drash with tummy medrus. If this shoe belonged to a zav, for your tummy medrus. And Mela, when a zav stands on it, he's matam ras medrus. Doesn't become torm when it goes nifsiko. For your denu avatum, it's still called an avatuma. Nifsiko shni, if the second side broke with tikno, then it's torm matame medrus. Avatame maga medrus. If the second one broke, then it's torm. Is my love, loishna pnimis loishna chitsoina. There's no difference between the inside one and the outside one. Still we say that what is still called a mono. But you my love, afilu chitsoina, even if the outside one breaks, still is called a kli. The reason why still tummy if one side breaks, because you could take this shoe from the right and wear on the left foot. For who adin? And the other way. So this is not like the Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yechonin passed on like a Stam Mishnah, this Stam Mishnah goes on like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rabbi Yechonin say, look, Rabbi Yehuda, that if the outside of the shoe broke, it's not called a shoe anymore? And the Gemara, no. I'll tell you, Pshan, this Mishnah here is, loy penimius davka. I'll tell you, that the brightest, the Mishnah says, if one side breaks, it's still called a shoe, it's only if the inside of the shoe breaks. Then it's still fixable. Abel chitzoyna, my tor. What if you want to say if the outside of the shoe breaks? What then takes tor ihoch ye bezoi adetori nifsiko shniya? What do you have to say if the second side breaks? V'tikne tor min a medris, then it's tor min a medris. I will tell you maga medris, but my rabbon is telling maga medris niflug b'day. Let's say the chiddush by itself. The medav amamurim that is still tomei shin nifsiko panimis. Only when the inside of the shoe broke. Since you could fix it, then it's still tomei. Avo chitzoi ne tor. But if the outside of the shoe broke, then, according to Yehuda, you throw it away. It's like a tor. If you want to say that, that's from this Mishnah. The Mishnah should have said this Chiddush. That if the outside of the shoe broke, it's tor. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Tei Mishnah Seinu B'Sandal Sheish Lo Aboz Nayim V'Yabor Tatsiyusim Sh'lo L'Shabed Dvor Rosh Rav Yechim. But here the Shmitz is talking about where it has four type of straps to it. So Mela, even if two broke, still it's tor. You know why? Because two is still usable. Ve'nachnami, that's Pshan this mission here. So Shabbat Dibur Reb Yechon. So Reb Yechon really passes like Reb Yehuda. That if the inside breaks, it's taka still tummy. And here we're talking about the inside broke. But it's a chiddush. If one broke, it's still tor. But if two breaks, if one breaks, it's still tummy. If two breaks, then it's tummy. So this pshat is, not forget, so this pshat now we're talking about the outside broke. The terrorist now is talking about the outside of the shoe broke. But since on the outside there are two straps, so if one strap's break, you can still use the shoe. So since you can still use the shoe, that's why it's still tummy. But when both of them break, that's why it's tar libra of Yehuda. Well, blive in the time of Yehuda, like a pasal libra of Yehuda, that the outside of the shoe breaks, it's not fixable, and you can't use it anymore. Yeah, let's just finish the Gemara to Das here. Yeah, start knocking them off. Yeah. So the more Kiyosi, let's look at the Kiyosi Rav and Omar Rav Chonin Baraba. Omar Rav. Halacha Kreb Yehuda. He passed along Kreb Yehuda. That if the outside of the shoe breaks, it's not called a kli. It's not fixable anymore. It's not called a mona. Rav Yechon Omar ain't halacha Kreb Yehuda. He was Goros Faket. Rav Yechon holds, we don't pass along Kreb Yehuda. For the Gemara, me and Rav Yechon Hoch is Rav Yechon holds like this. Not like Rav Yehuda. But me, the Matarach, Rav Yechon lived with Rav Yehuda. Since Rav Yechon before gave the reason why they said the shoe is muksa, was because they hold like Rav Yehuda. Shvamina Rav Yehuda Sirulei. And of course, Mashmi holds like Rav Yehuda. That's why the Miyashiv, the shoe breaks on Shabbos, it's muksa, you can't touch it. And the Gemara Amaroyim Nineveh Aliba the Rabbi Yechon. Taka Machlokes Amaroyim, what Rabbi Yechon holds. One Amar holds Rabbi Yechon and Paschal's like Rabbi Yehuda, and one Amar holds he doesn't look like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Daf kuf yud beis amud beis amud beis again on top. Well, mi yamar Rabbi Yechon and Hochi. There's Rabbi Yechon and Paskin that Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. Vi yamar Rabbi Yechon. We have a klal that Rabbi Yechon always says halacha kestam mishnah. We always paskin like kestam mishnah. Utanan is a stam mishnah in kelim sandal shenifseko achas meyoznov. If a sandal that's a sandal that one of its oznov, one of its like straps, came off, v'tikno, and then you're masakin the strap, tamei medus. You should know if the sandal had a tumas medus from before, that means a tamei zav was wearing these sandals. So zav is on top of the sandals, and the tam of the sandal tumas medus. The tumas still retains in the sandal. So you see, even though nifsiko, one of the straps came off on the side, it's still called the sandal. So the more my love. Doesn't make a difference whether the outside strap came off or whether the inside strap came off. Both of them is still considered a manel. It's still called a sandal. It's still called a shoe. So that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, before we said that if the outside of the strap, the outside strap that shows, it broke, you can't be masakan anymore. People won't wear it anymore. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Torah here. And the Gemara loy, Penimius Davka. Not that the Mishnah says if one of the straps break, it's still called a kli, it still has a tumas medrash, that's only if the inner strap broke. So there will be misakin it, because since it's between your legs, it doesn't show so much. But what do you want to say? If the outside strap broke, then it would remain tor, then it's called ois kli, the kli is broken, it's not called a manel, it's not called a sandal. And therefore the tumah goes off it, why do we say when is it tor? Only if the second, but that we have in parentheses before. That's trying to say for the Mishnah. The Sefer says when is the kli, when is the sandal tor? Adetoni nifseko shniya, when the second strap broke off. Fetikna, even though you're misacking it, still the din is tor min amedrus. Because about now, both straps were broken. Now it's called ois, it's no more sandal. Therefore, the tumas medrus goes off it. Now, we'll tell me maga medrus. But maga medrus still has it. Even though the tumma goes off as medrus, as avatumma, but it's not worse as if this new shoe, this new whatever it is, touched the zav that has a tumma's maga medrus. And Rashi says, Avul tome maga medrus, vevi rishon atumma, it remains a rishon atumma. The adayin klihu, it's so called the kli, why? The chazalu masayu, because it could be used right now. To mitatna. Rishonu. We're talking about where after the first strap broke off, you fixed the strap. V'yafle medrush roi. Right now it's even roi to wear, to be a tumas medrush. He have a noya lezav, if a zav would put it on now, mikan labor. Because right now really it's called a kli, like we'll soon see later. The old tumah goes off because it's considered like ponam kadosh, like a new kli came here now. But right now when this kli is touching the zav, it has a tumas maga, because right now it is called a kli. Meals at Rashi, Tumas Medrash, Kemaisa, to have your lay Tor. From the first Tum, it went off its Tor, Kedemila, Kamalek, will soon see. Oh, Rashi says, Ponam Kadosh's Bolakanis, because it's like a new clay came here. The whole Torah, Mano, Shoiso, Le, Bishas, Kabbalah, Tumari, Shaina, Hocholo. So all the old Tumma that was there from the beginning went away, because that old Kli is not considered here anymore. It's considered like a new Kli is here. Vechiv on the Kli, you have a Rishon. Since now it's a kli, it's called a rishon l'tumma. Why? Sherei noga bi'atzmoi, it itself touched the zav. Kishoy yava tumma. V'chol zaman shu kli roi l'kabu tumma, lo itoy mitumma samag. It's not toy for tumma samagam. Therefore now, when it breaks off, when you pull off the second strap, so the old tumma goes off, it's not a nava tumma anymore, but it blinds like a maga. That's what the Mishnah says. The Churit Shver, if you want to say this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we have to say it's tor only when two straps came off? For the Gemara, Niflog B'didah, let's make a Nafkumina even when one strap comes off. B'medva Mamurim, when do we say the Kli is still Tomei, it still has a Tomas Medrash and Nifsakor Panimis? If the inside strap came off, then it's still called the Kli, because you could be Masakra and you still wear it. Ah, but if the outside strap came off the sandals, then it's tor. As what does Mishnah Dafka have to say when two straps came off, it's tor? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a case even when one strap comes off, that it's tor. When the outer strap comes off. And the Gemara, Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef, Te Mishnah Seinu b'sandal sheyesh la'arbo aznayim. I'll tell you, this Mishnah is talking about sandals that have four straps to it, two on each side. Melo v'yavor tarsiyosim. Also, four parts to the sandals. Shelo l'shabe devorosh Rav Yechinim. Not to make a steer in Rav Yechinim. You know, since Rav Yechinim paskin like Rav Yehuda, and here it's a stam Mishnah l'chur, not like Rav Yehuda, so we'll say, no, this Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah is talking about what has four straps, two on each side. Therefore, it's good, the Mishnah. If only one strap came off, it's still Tomei, because it's called a Kli. Even if the outer strap came off, because since there are two straps, you can still use the sandals. But now that the second strap came off on the outer side, now it's not usable. Elamai, you want to go fix it, put a new strap on, that people don't do, because it doesn't look nice if you can see it's fixed on the outside. Well, this Mishnah could also go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow, Ki Yossi Rovin, Omer Rav Chonan Bar Abba, Omer Rav Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. You should know we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechinen Omer, where Rabbi Yechinen says, Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chorus is the Stira. Before we want to say Rabbi Yechinen pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, and now we're saying that Rovin said over that we don't, the Halacha not like Rabbi Yehuda. That's right, the Gemara. When me am Rabbi Yechin, Hochid Rabbi Yechin, and say, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the outer strap of the shoe breaks, that it's not called a shoe anymore, for me, the Metaras Rabbi Yechin, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yechin wants to answer our first Mishnah, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Chura Shema Mina Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei, that was the whole Raya that Rabbi Yechin and Paschal's like Rabbi Yehuda. Since he comes to answer our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, smashed me holes like that. And the Gemara are Meroy Ninu v'Ali by the Rabbi Yechinen. It's like a machlekes al Meroyim. What did Rabbi Yechinen say? As before, it's Mashm Rabbi Yechinen holds Halach Rabbi Yehuda. And now this Amora Rovin, he holds no. He holds that Rabbi Yechinen said ain't Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara Tanan Hosam, we learned also Mishnah Kalim. So what on the Gemara Brachas we had Kol Kli Bale Batim Shurim to remind him. Anytime a Bala boss has a Kli that was Makabel Tumma, and if you want it to become Tor, the locker is, you have to break the Kli. How much of a hole do you have to put into the Kli? It has to be the shear of a remainder, that pomegranates will come through the hole. So Rashi says, the Kol Kli Bali Batim, Rashi Legabe Kli Eitz, Torne Lobim Sech the Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim is talking about a Kli Eitz. Where Rashi's Bavon and Gishal, the Rashi said already before in Shabbos, that we had a sugi before, that if you have a hole in the kalim, the size of a zayis, that alone makes it ois kliis, tohor. And here the Gemara, the Mishnah says, you dafka need the size of remainim. So Rashi said this out before already, that if you have a kli cheres, an earthly kli, then it's enough to have a hole of a kizesim, of olives. But here we're talking about kli eitz, he need a bigger hole. Hereby says, even though there's a hole of a zayisim, so what, you can still use it to store pomegranates. You need a hole of a pomegranate, then it's not right to be used, then the kli is always kli and tor. As if it was tummy before, now it becomes tor. So the more boy Reb Chizkiah, Nikev kemoitzi zayis. You only had a hole in this wooden kli the size of a zayis. So far the tumma still remains, you were nevatla from the shame kli. V'sosmoy, and this one small hole you had, you fixed it up, you filled up the hole. V'chazav v'nikev kemoitzi zayis. And then later another hole came right next to the first hole. Again, it was only the size of a zayis, the sosmoy, and you filled it up. At sheshlima lemaitzerim. This happened 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Hey, so the kids say now you have four holes one next to another, and if they all wouldn't have been filled up, you would have had a hole the size of a rimon, of a pomegranate. Ismael, what's the halacha? Do we look as if all the fillings are not here, and male of this kli becomes tor, it has a hole now of a pomegranate, or else no, since after each small hole you filled it up, it's still tummy, it doesn't have the, it's not called a kli that's nishbar, mao. Or Malay Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Rebbe, shonis lono sandal, we have a raya from how Rebbe taught us halacha by a sandal. We learned before by sandal shenifse koachas miyoznov. If only one of the straps came off the sandal, v'tikno, and then you're masakin it, is tomei medrus. still the Tumah Medrash remains, because with one strap coming off, still it's Torah. See that the Pshat was talking about the inside strap, or else it's talking about we have two straps on the outside. So just one of them come off, it's still called a Kli. But then the Mishnah says, Nifsikoshniyam, when the second strap comes off, a Tiknan, even though you fix it up later, still it's Torah Mina Medrash. We said the Tumah Medrash goes off it. Avotami Maga Medrash. But Maga, just by touching it, that it has the Tumah, because since the straps were fixed up, it's like a new Kli now, and this new Kli is touching the old Tumah Medrash, and has a Tumah's Maga. Avavi Amrina Lucho, Maishin, we have the Kasha. Maishin or Rishoina. Dokai Mishniya, how come when the first strap comes off? We say the sandal is still tummy, because it has a second strap. Shniya nami, even when the second strap comes off. Also, mitakna rishena. We're talking about where you already fixed the first strap. So when the second strap comes off the shoe, the first strap was fixed. So why do we say now when the second strap comes off, the kli is tor? Why should it be tor? The kli is usable right now. True, the first strap came off, then the second strap came off. But you already fixed the first strap. And you yourself told us the Pshat in this Mishnah is that Ponim Chadoshes Bolakan. We consider it as if both straps are broken now, both straps are off. Ah, you have a strap that's called like a new Kli. It's called Ponim Chadoshes Bolakan. A new Kli is here now, but the old Kli is gone. Melehochinami, the same thing here. When you have this Kli 8 that has holes in it, once you had a few. Once you had a few holes the size of a Zayas, and now all these holes came to the size of Rimanim, it's considered like this Kli is broken. Ah, it was fixed up with Sosmu, that's considered like Ponim Chadosh, is like a new Kli. Zochinami, Ponim Chadosh is Bolakan. We consider as if a new Kli is here right now. The old Kli is not here, but it's like a new Kli right now. Therefore, the Tumah goes off it. So the Gemara Kori Alei, they called on this person and gave this teretz on Revi, Les Dain Barinish. This person is not called a person. Now what then is he? Zakrashi, Elakamalach. This person has a black wife like a malach, since he gives such a good teretz. He's like a malach. And he could the army, some say no, Pumfakir. Going Dain Barinish. Does haste a mensch? A mensch, he could say a good sorrow like this. He's called a Gavra Bakuli, he's called a good mensch. Omar Abzeira, Omar Ravar Ba Zimuna. If the Fridi Gador was considered like Bnei Malachim, it was very choshere people, we're considered like regular people. If you consider the Fridi Gador, the people before us, just like Bnei Anoshim, regular people, we are we holding? We're considered like donkeys. We're not even considered a donkey like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, because Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor, no, we're considered like Pasha the Chamorim. It's the Maisa with these two Chamorim, they were called Chashva Chamorim. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor, the Gemara said that they gave him teeth, Maisa, and he didn't want to eat from it, even though it was Mutter from Behemoth, he was Machrim upon himself, because he was a Chashva Chamor. The Mishnah said you're allowed to tie up the flasks of Yayin and Shemin on Shabbos. Why? Because since it's only to open up the same day, it's not called a Kesher. For the more Pshita, Avadi, you're allowed to tie it up. Yayin and Shemin, you can use it on Shabbos. When it has two straps to tie down. I would think that when he ties down both straps, later to open up the flask, he'll only open up one strap, and the other one he'll leave there for a few days. So it should be also mitchil to tie down both straps. Kamashram, we're not afraid of that. When Amon the Namal, when he's going to open up the flask later, he'll open up both knots. So both knots were not a kesher shakoyama, it's mutter mitchil to make it, since it's oimit to open up the same day. Right, the Mishnah says, Kedera Shabbos, if you have a pot of meat, and you want to cover it up with a cloth, you're allowed to tie the cloth down to the pot. Vaita for the Mav Shita. Avada, why not? You can take off the cloth the same day. Lo Tzricha D'Yisleh Shalocha. Talking about where there's another opening for the pot. Like you could open the side of the pot to get the food out. Is not the same, I would think, but to Le Mavato Lo Kamash Malon, that you Mavato this cloth to the top of the pot, that you'll leave the cloth there maybe. I have to get the food out. You get the food out through the Shalocha, through the side opening. Is Kamash Malon, no. that stom, if you put the cloth on top to close it, mistom, when you go to take the food out, you'll open up the cloth, therefore it's not called the kosher, it's mutter. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer kosher. He says, what, you're allowed to tie down the Mishnah. He said, kosher lifnei abheima b'shvur shle teitzi. When you have an animal inside your house, it's already tied from before Yom Tif, before Shabbos, and now you want to open up the front door, and you want to make sure that the animal doesn't go out. So you let it tie a strap along on the front door. Yes, so again, Shita, Abadi, you let it tie it down. Since Mustam, you can open it up the same day, there's no Issa Keshem. And the Gemara, somehow you tied up the door, you're going to tie it up with two straps. So Rashi learns, Tati Isuri, Shnei Chavolim Koshev Rechav HaPesach, Zeh Lamala Mizeh. You're going to put two straps across the door, one on top and one on bottom. Rios Rashi said, Lishnachrino, Trei Isuri Shekoshrin Hayoim B'Shnei Tzidi HaPesach, Lehoistra Tluye Bo Miesbo. I mean, the strap was Bechlal not tied down to the door from yesterday. So today you're going to tie down on Shabbos both sides of the strap. There's one on one side of the door on the Pesach, and one on the other side of the Pesach. Is mount the time I would think maybe to be afraid that Chad Benayu Batulim Mivatul, that later.